So thin type PCOS has created a great deal of confusion when women are trying to discover what their PCOS root cause is. And so in today's episode, we are going to set the record straight and lay out how you're going to go about determining your PCOS root cause. And a little tip on that is that it has nothing to do with weight. All right, let's get started. You're listening to the PCOS Repair Podcast, where we explore the ins and outs of PCOS and how to repair the imbalances in your hormones naturally with a little medical help sprinkled in. Hi, I'm Ashleen Korchek, and with many years of medical and personal experience with polycystic ovarian syndrome, it is my joy to watch women reverse their PCOS as they learn to nourish their body in a whole new way. With the power of our beliefs, our mindset, and our environment, and the understanding of our genetics, we can heal at the root cause. Welcome back to the PCOS Repair Podcast, where in this episode, we are going to be discussing thin type PCOS. I've been getting a lot of questions about this, and if discovering your root cause or going through the PCOS root cause quiz will work for someone who has thin type PCOS. So let's just figure that out once and for all here in this episode. All right. So first of all, you may have heard me mention in previous episodes that weight is a symptom, not a cause of PCOS. And so when we start having difficulty managing our weight or difficulty losing weight, that is because our hormones aren't balanced. And so they are working against us for weight loss. Well, being overweight or having excess fat on our bodies, it can increase our inflammation, increase our insulin resistance. Inflammation and insulin resistance can both be present even if we are at a healthy body weight. So when it comes to thin type PCOS, there's not really a lot of difference in how we go about determining our PCOS root cause. And so we're going to go through that in just a minute. And for everyone who doesn't feel like they're thin type PCOS, this episode will still be very helpful for you in learning more about PCOS root causes and how to go about discovering, listening to your symptoms, and not getting hung up on one previously preconceived notion of a PCOS type. This is exactly why I prefer saying your current primary root cause, because we're not talking about a body type. We're not talking about a genetic type. We're talking about a current state of metabolic health and deep hormone health that then works its way up to the tippy top of the pyramid where your reproductive hormones and our typical PCOS related hormones are. So when it comes to thin type PCOS, there's really not a great deal of difference when it comes to discovering your root cause. The PCOS root cause quiz that I will put in the show notes below is still going to be the best place to start learning about your PCOS. A couple of notes that I want to include in this episode specifically for people with thin type PCOS though. The most important is you can still have the insulin effect. Now, remember, the insulin effect is not actually having lab work that said you were insulin resistant. Insulin is on a spectrum of health, all the way from healthy functional pancreas insulin and blood sugar combo, all the way up to type 2 diabetes. Somewhere along the middle there is where we start seeing insulin resistance come in. And we can still have an insulin effect, meaning the foods we eat are still affecting our insulin too strongly, which is affecting our ovaries to produce too much testosterone and affecting our metabolic health in a way that is preventing us from having balanced hormones long before we will ever see any lab work be abnormal. And that is still the case for thin type PCOS. So we don't know a whole lot about why someone is able to stay super, super thin and petite and have PCOS. I mean, it makes sense that there's several issues that can be going on in the root hormones that you could have PCOS, but why is it that they get away without having to have the weight gain in addition? My guess is, and what we see in kind of the, that kind of leaves us guessing in an educated guess sort of way, is that there's other metabolic and metabolism genetics that are overriding the weight portion of that. And who knows what will happen later in life. They may struggle more with weight, you know, postmenopause and so forth. But a lot of people are just really naturally thin based on their metabolism and their genetics of their metabolism. So they got lucky in that regard, in the sense that that one area is less of a concern when it comes to their symptoms of PCOS. On the flip side, the part that I'm sure does not feel as lucky for women that have thin, tight PCOS is that by dropping a few pounds, women can very easily reduce their inflammation, reduce their insulin effect. Now, it's kind of a quick trick, and it doesn't necessarily last if you're not overall nourishing your body and caring for your body to maintain that improvement. But it definitely can have a quick jump start on our hormone health. Whereas women with thin type PCOS, they really don't have any weight to lose and they don't get to use that quick trick. So with that in mind, when you have thin type PCOS, the only difference is going to be that you don't have to watch calories and losing the weight is not going to be one of the things that you work towards as you get your hormones balanced. So when you're looking at meal plans, when you're looking at how to eat, the guidelines of how to eat, the guidelines of how to nourish your body and reduce inflammation and manage the insulin effect and reduce the stress in your life and to have a mindset that allows you to reduce your anxiety and your perceived stress. These are all things that are still going to pertain to thin type PCOS. So I know this is a very short episode, but there you have it, my friend. I think it's really important to not let some of these things catch us up and all of a sudden feel like, wait, I have a whole different type. It's all going to be completely different for me. And while there are some subtle differences in symptoms, and you're not going to have to pursue weight loss on top of managing your PCOS hormones, other than that, the root cause hormones are pretty much the same. You may find that you have a higher tendency towards perceived stress or other things compared to the insulin effect being your current primary root cause. But to tell the truth, I see a lot of women with thin type PCOS still having insulin be the number one reason why they're struggling with their hormones. And so to get started, the first thing I want you to do is take the PCOS root cause quiz. And if you have any specific questions about this, I want you to start the conversation with me over on Instagram. I would be more than happy to answer any follow-up questions on thin type PCOS. I know it can feel a little isolating because in this larger pool of women who are struggling with PCOS, you're kind of an outlier. And PCOS can already feel very lonely and isolating, especially with dealing with fertility. And then you have this kind of small subset type of it, and you're not dealing with and not struggling with a lot of the same things that the other women in this group are struggling with. And so I want to support you wherever needed. Feel free to get a hold of me over on Instagram at Nourish to Healthy. All right. With that, be sure to subscribe so that you get notified of future episodes. And until next time, bye for now. Did you know that studies of PCOS epigenetics have shown that our environment can either worsen or completely reverse our PCOS symptoms? I believe that although PCOS makes us sensitive to our environment, it also makes us powerful. When we learn what our body needs and commit to providing those needs, not only do we gain back our health, but we grow in power just by showing up for ourselves. This is why I've created a guide for you to get started. My PCOS fertility meal guide can be found in the show notes below. I want to show you how to create an environment that promotes healing while still being able to live a life that you enjoy. This guide is completely free, so go get your copy now so that you can step into the vision that you have for your life and for your health.